With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Over the weekend, huge story all around the world. In fact, with this Boeing 777 airliner that left DIA and broke apart. The engine broke apart in the sky.
We call it the 777.
The 777.
The 777.
Now, they've all been grounded, right?
Yes, sir. They grounded them all.
Yeah, and I guess it's going to be a while before they get back in the sky because this is not a good scene.
It seems to be a problem.
The videos. Well, you did have a problem with this one. I guess you have to ground them and check them all out, because if you've got a flaw in one, you could it could happen over and over again.
Yeah, it could be like a recall situation.
I feel like the 777 is a really old aircraft, and I only say that because a long, long time ago, I flew on the 777, the first flight to Denver on a 777 with Sheryl Crow, and she sang for all of us, and we all had cocktails, and we were up in the air with Alice, and Alice brought Sheryl Crow to sing us, and we flew around for an hour, and then we just landed right back where we were.
You just circled back?
Yeah.
Was that to commemorate the 777?
Coming into DIA.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a thing, and so that was, I mean, I feel like I was 12. That's how old that damn plane is.
So that that was the first time it came into Denver, but it'd been around for a few years. It just hadn't come into Denver,
right? I don't think so. It might even been the first time it was 777.
Could have been.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't know the history of the airliner.
But it's old is what I'm saying, because I'm old. And so that damn thing's old.
All right, well, this plane, a lot of the planes, though, Jamie, are old.
I know.
A lot of the fleet that's out there of, you know, 747s, all of them, they've got a few miles on them. And this one in particular was going back and forth to Honolulu, right?
Yeah. So, and I know a lot of us, if you like to go to Hawaii, that's the plane that we all take, is the 777 right there, you know, into Honolulu, and then you go over to the smaller islands. But everybody from Denver takes that flight to Honolulu.
It had 231 passengers on it and 10 crew members. And here's the report.
Dramatic video shot on board United Flight 328 by Brett Guy shows the heavily damaged engine on fire.
I heard this loud rumble.
Rob Ball was feeding ducks in his backyard. He says the engine noise was so loud, he thought it was a military plane.
It came right over the house, and I watched it, and you could see that the right engine was on fire.
Moments later, the engine exploded.
Woo!
Lisa Hill heard it.
A boom. We looked up in the sky. We saw a lot of dark smoke and things raining from the sky.
Kirby Clements heard it too.
Heard a big bang. We didn't think much of it. And then all of a sudden, a big crash. As soon as I opened the door, I go, oh, that's the front engine of a plane.
The front cowl smashed into the cab of his pickup. Everyone I talked with said it's amazing no one was hurt on the ground or in the air.
Shit, no kidding. Nobody was hurt. That's unbelievable.
Especially with that kind of shrapnel coming at you.
And the people on the ground, I know that everybody's fortunate that nobody was hit by the debris that was flying from this airplane, but man, oh man, imagine being on the plane and you're up there. I don't know how high they are, 8,000-10,000 feet probably. And you look out the window and you've got an engine on fire and half of it missing.
And I know it's gone viral and everybody's seen it, but how is that guy so calm just sitting there videotaping that fire on an engine? You know, when you know that, and I think is the jet fuel in the wings?
Yes.
And so you're watching this burn closer to the wing.
Yeah.
I would be losing my mind.
I would too.
When you watch the video, I mean, I know the outer shell is metal, okay? But when that shell comes off, it looks like that engine's made out of paper.
Yeah, it does. Like a cardboard box.
Yeah.
I know. It's corrugated, too.
The way it's flapping around, it's like, oh, my God, there's no way this is going to hold together, right?
Yeah, and the guy doesn't scream. He's so calm. And in the video, nobody seems to be screaming on the airplane. I'm like, oof. And then I will say we have some pretty incredible air and ground control because, you know, they switch back and forth on their mics from air to ground. And the pilots just cool and calm.
Yeah, he had it under control. Here's part of the audio of the pilots talking to air traffic control.
28, heavy, we experienced an engine failure. Need a turn. Mayday, mayday, United 328 heavy, mayday, mayday aircraft.
328 heavy, say again, please, we need all that again.
Yeah, Denver departure, United 328 heavy, mayday aircraft, just experienced a engine failure, need a turn immediately.
328 heavy, left or right turn?
Left turn.
328, turn left heading 080.
Left heading 080, United 328.
How does he do that, the pilot that is, without describing what actually happened? Because all he says is engine failure, okay? But I would be like, my engine just exploded. It's on fire. I got to get back.
Because you and I are over-explainers and we tell stories. This guy is going by the book. Engine failure, turn me around.
Yeah, less words.
You and I are like, OMG.
It's on fire. It just fell out of the sky. Yeah, that's what I would be doing. But he's engine failure, mayday, mayday. That's all he does.
So I found there's another clip because, and this is just me. But you know how when you're like in an emergency or whatever and you just go left or right? Do I turn left or right? Like which way? And you just want somebody to tell you?
Yeah.
The only thing I found frustrating with the rest of the audio is that I think it's ground. I don't know who it is. But they're telling him like, well, you can pick A, you can pick B, you can pick C, runways. And I feel like the pilot like, just tell me which one.
Here you go. This is the audio later on where he's tried to find a place to actually land this airplane.
Do you want a left turn into the airport right now, or do you want delay vectors for anything else you might need?
We'll need delay vectors. We need to still run a few checklists and get some landing data.
Okay, I'm just going to keep you in that heading there. Left turns all the way around the aerodrome and whatever runway you line up for and you want. Just let me know and we'll make that happen.
28 heavy, thank you. Now, what runway are you planning for 328 heavy?
Yeah, 328 heavy. You can have any runway you'd like, so just let me know. Keeping you wide there if you want to go into the west runways, or I can take you up to the north.
My engine's on fire!
The closest runway would probably be runway 26. 320 heavy information, Quebec is current, it's Denver 32966.
Understand 2966, B9 328 heavy.
My engine's on fire. Don't give me choices. I don't want a choice right then. Wow. I just want you to get me down.
Yeah, dude, we got enough going on up here, okay?
And this is we obviously, you know, condensed this, but there's like five times where air came in and it's like, so do you need anything from me? And he's like, I'm doing a checklist right now. He was so cool. He was just so calm about it.
I couldn't believe how calm. I mean, I get air traffic control. The pilots themselves, they're professionals. They know what they're doing. And they train for this kind of stuff. But what I couldn't understand is how calm everybody on that flight is.
I know.
You've got 231 people. Now, the 10 people that work for the airlines, I get it. Okay, they're supposed to keep everybody calm, right? But no matter what the pilot says to the cabin, because I don't know what was said, but no matter what he says, when you look out that window and you see an engine on fire, okay, that it doesn't matter what he says, it's what you're looking at, you would freak out.
I wonder how many people could actually get a visual on it, because that's a humongous plane, right? And you're three rows all the way across, and so it's only the front of the engine, so anybody mid cabin and back couldn't see that it was on fire.
No.
You know? And so only the people this way and on the whatever side that was on.
I don't know. I think
but I would
that,
pass it around, wouldn't you?
I think...
Engine's on fire, pass it around! Engine's on fire, pass it around!
I think word of mouth would get around pretty fast on that airplane.
And just the people videotaping it. I mean, you have to control your emotion if you're them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, right? Everyone's like, what's going on? What is that?
I got in the weeds in this thing yesterday. So I'm on YouTube, right? And I'm trying to find the extended audio because all the news is playing is just mayday, mayday. And I'm like, there's got to be more audio between, you know, the tower and the sky. So I'm You guys, you cannot believe on YouTube how many terrifying landings and flights there are. Don't go there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go there. We have people in life jackets. We have people praying. I mean, this just happened in, you know, Denver. Don't go on YouTube for scary flights.
You'll never want to fly ever again.
Oh, my God, ever.
And on this particular flight, I mean, here's a flight that's headed to Hawaii, folks. I mean, can you imagine? What if this thing had gotten out over the Pacific when something like this happened? This would have been unbelievably bad. I mean, really bad. Here's some of the passengers talking about exactly what was going on the airplane as this engine is on fire and they turn back to DIA.
An engine on flight 328 caught fire yesterday shortly after taking off from Denver. One passenger took video of the engine burning and breaking apart. Debris landed on yards, streets, even through the roof of one home. Passengers described the tense moments on board after feeling an explosion in midair.
Initially, I think it was certainly panic, but I think people did a good job of calming down.
Looked at each other, my wife and I, and held hands and just wished our kids would see them again.
Oh, my God, I can't imagine. The Boeing 777.
Wow. Jeepers.
I know. And in the audio before all this, it's just totally normal. They're going to Hawaii. He even says, like, aloha or something. Yeah. It's just a normal flight. Everything's going to be great. They're all going to Hawaii. I wonder what happened. Like, did they get another flight?
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Do you go on another flight?
I don't know
flight?
If I get on that
That's
plane.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I think you go. First thing I do is get off that airplane when it lands. I go buy me a lottery ticket because I just hit it.
Oh, yeah, right.
You figure your luck's running pretty good that day. But I don't know if I get back on another flight to head out over the Pacific Ocean.
Between that and the Air Maxes, I'm
Wow, right? What a story.
Man,
thank goodness everybody's
no
okay.
Kidding.
I mean, that could have ended really
good job,
badly.
Pilot and co-pilot.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.